So this is to anyone, female or male, and I just wanted to have, an uplifting, positive thing that I wanted to put out there. And I just wanted to tell you all, you are beautiful, unique, sweet, caring, loving, amazing, perfect, kind, compassionate, and all those beautiful things that are in this world. You're one of them, and you need to realise that. And I know sometimes we get that voice inside our heads that tells us we're not good enough, and no one will care about us, and we're a burden, or our problems are too much, or we're stressful. And I am not going to lie, I'm one of them people that do bring myself down quite a bit. But I've tried to try and be kinder to myself. I'm kinder to others, so why can't I be kind to myself? It's just weird that we don't see ourselves as a person worthy of being kind. So anyway, I just wanted to let you all know that sometimes when you are feeling down and you do feel like that, like the end of the world is upon us, and I mean, I've been in some very dark places this past couple of months, and I thought there were no way I would ever feel happy again, or not happy, but content. And I didn't feel content. I felt I was dreading every single day that something bad was going to happen. I overcompensate with my friends. I'm always messaging them, making sure they're okay. And obviously, if I don't hear anything back from them, then I think I've done something wrong. And I ain't done nothing wrong. It's just life. People get busy. People are busy, and it's just the way it is. So I thought I'd just basically not lecture or tell you off or push it in your face, but just be kinder to yourself. When you wake up in the morning and you brush your teeth, you wash your face, and you brush your hair, look at yourself and then just say, I am beautiful. I am kind, and I have a good heart. And today will be a good day. Granted, something will happen in the day that would upset you, or I don't know, makes you doubt it, but whatever. For them split seconds on that morning, you've been content, you've been happy, and you've been kinder to yourself. So if you really could, just try, for me, to be kinder to yourself, I'd appreciate it, because I look at you all and I speak to you all and I think you're all amazing. I mean, we all have different stories and different backstories and what's happened and things we've overcome. And what you've got to remember is you've survived 100% of your worst days already. And the things that got you down back in the past, and you thought that you would never, ever get over, or you'd never get past, look at you now. You've passed it. You've got over it. But things take time. And depression is not it's not nice. Or anxiety is not nice. It's not a nice thing to have. But turn your depression into something positive. So when you're depressed and you're feeling down and you feel like the world is ending, do something else. Go out and put yourself out there. I mean, if you can sing, sing a song. If you can write poetry, write poetry. If you can, I don't know, if you can draw, or you can do art, create something. Go out there and create something. It's just what you've created. It's yours. Channel all them deep dark emotions that you're having into something positive. You could draw a picture that's like really depressing. And I mean, like, I don't know, really depressing, whatever. And because it's so raw and it's come from raw emotions, people like it. It's like me with my poetry. Sometimes I write poetry and I must admit, it can get a little dark. But it feels like when I write poetry, I'm venting a little bit. So if I vent and say, the world is hard today, how am I going to find my way? Why don't people just have kindness in their heart? You see, I think that's what sets me apart. So, yeah, you see what I've just done there, and it's just not off the top of my head. It's not perfect, but it's how I feel at the minute. And it's just like, you get it out there, somebody else will resonate with it. And if they resonate with it, it helps them. I might sound like I'm lecturing, but I'm really out lecturing, and I ain't pushing either. I'm just making sure that you all know you are worth it. I want to tell you to do one more thing to yourself. Right, get your hand, if you're left-handed or you're right-handed, get whichever hand you want, and put it on your chest. Right. Can you feel your heart beating? Yeah? Well, it's beating for a reason. Yeah. Your time's not up yet. There's something else in the wind for you. Something waiting around the corner. And as my old grandma used to say, she'll kill me if they know, but yeah, she used to say, what's meant for you won't go past you. And I believe in that. I do believe in that. And I think you should too, because someone can only get hurt so many times. I have so many bad things going wrong with them, wrong for them. That sometimes, what does it say? With a little rain and a little sunshine, out pops a rainbow. So what I'm trying to say is, through the good and the bad and the ugly, you become stronger for it. You become so much stronger. And I hope you guys will take these words on and just be kinder to others and to yourself. Life's hard enough without you pulling yourself down. And you know what? I probably should re-listen to this myself and take my own advice, because we really don't take our own advice. Ever. But maybe me actually saying this out loud and then re-listening to it, I might think, she has to, yeah, you have to. Because you are loved. You are cared for. I care. I love you all. So don't ever feel alone. You're never alone. And I know sometimes you can feel like the world is really bad and really ending and everything's going wrong and anything else negative. Push them thoughts out of your head. Create something, like I said. Get rid of it. Get rid of them bad emotions and bring out the good emotions. I promise you'll feel better for it. I mean, you can cry. Crying isn't a weakness. That's a way of letting emotion out, when you're crying. The amount of times I've laid in bed crying my eyes out and I've been sobbing into the pillows. And then afterwards, I'm not saying I have to feel 100% better, because I don't. But afterwards, I feel lighter. I feel like I've got my emotions out. Maybe not in the most positive way, but they're still out there. They're still pushed away out of my head. So I'm just going to leave you with a little message now after my little rant. I hope you don't mind me having a rant, because I don't know, I felt the need to have me creating boyfriend audios and, well, girlfriend audios for boyfriend. I just thought that I could also use it as a platform for positive things for other people as well. Girls, women, men, boys, transgendered, anybody else that's feeling low or like they don't belong. Here's me saying, you do belong. You are worth it. You are beautiful. You are kind. And you are loved. So with that, guys, and if you have any comments or you want to ask me any questions or even if you just want a friend to venter, don't hesitate to ask. Good night, guys. Bye.